So what happened was that this speeding car hit the back of my car, knocking me into oncoming traffic because my wheels were turned. A van from the opposite lane of traffic then hit my front passenger side corner and dragged my car for a bit. Police accounts said that there were skid marks from my car tires for 108 feet. Yeah, well, I was that second driver to know that someone would appear right in front of him as he was driving. Yeah, how can you blame him? To break the news to my mother, they had to rummage through what things they could find of mine from the car, rummage through the pockets of my clothing. My purse was buried under the seat, so they got a phone number and they called, and my mother answered.
"Do you know someone who drives a red sedan?" they asked.
Yes, I do, my mother answered. Did something happen to her? The hospital chaplain informed her that there was an accident and they would like her to come and identify a body. Yes, identify a body. My mother got off the phone to rush to the hospital, as she was sure I was dead. When my mother and my sister arrived at the hospital, my mother was thrilled when they walked into the room and saw me with tons of tubes sticking out all around me. "She's not dead!" my mother exclaimed as they went to see me lying unconscious. My mother even commented that I looked so nice there. She said I looked nice because I even had eye makeup on. My sister had to tell her that I wasn't wearing eye makeup, that I had two black eyes.